And we don't use recorded music, we have live music, and as you see, we had a live lutist, and in the summer months, the globe would close and companies would go on tour, and they'd tour around on pageant wagon stages and go into the centre of towns and perform in the open air for people, and also perform in coaching inns. And this actually took place before the globe even existed. And the globe is sort of, if you like, designed on a coaching inn, as most theatres are. You'd have the... they'd pull into the middle, obviously, through the door of it, and it would have the two balconies. And the richer people would stand on the balconies, and the poor people would all sit on the balconies, and the poor people would just stand around the coach pageant wagon stage itself. And when they built the first theatres, they designed them around coaching inns from touring open-air companies. And where, if you like, the largest company continuing that tradition of open-air touring, which is the... oldest tradition of theatre. I mean, obviously, from my point of view as well, all theatre started in the open air in ancient Greece, and then we had companies touring around Britain for many years. They'd do sometimes religious plays or history plays, and Shakespeare's own father, one of his jobs as an alderman of the city was to pay the local travelling players. So it's very likely that young Shakespeare met these travelling companies like ours and got to know them and joined one of those companies, and his journey began as an actor and a writer, and he wound up in London writing for the Globe Theatre, and eventually became a part shareholder in that, and that became his theatre. So we view open air as its own form of theatre in its own right, as being very different than when you go into a purpose-built closed theatre, which is, you know, all very controlled. And I think there's a certain excitement in open air that you are in the elements. There's a beauty of a sunset, and on a perfect night you have, you know, perfect red skies and a beautiful sunset, and, you know, and obviously sometimes you can have weather, but the main thing is that as you do the plays, you find, like in Henry V that we're doing now, halfway through the play he says it draws toward night, beyond the river we'll encamp ourselves, and obviously that's written in a way that if you start a performance at 7:30 in England, that's exactly the moment when the sun will be setting. So when he says it draws towards night, it really is drawing towards night. And so he wrote these plays knowing that the elements are around. And I mean, what I always say is that the poetry is inspired by nature, and then to perform it within nature and bring people into nature creates a sort of symbiotic relationship with the audience and the cast and the whole environment, and you get something exceptional and unique within this genre of theatre, and that's why I've decided to stay in this genre, and I've been doing it for 13 years because I feel, and we're now the leading company in Great Britain, certainly in touring open air theatre, so that's what we've tried to stick with. But often as well, often what he'll do with Shakespeare, refer to the dawn. Halfway through Romeo and Juliet, it'll be the dawn, and they talk about the sun is rising and that, but it's actually at the point that the sun will be setting, but a sunrise looks very much like a sunset. So Shakespeare will use the natural elements, and of course, Friar Lawrence is continually referring to the elements around him and how nature is and everything else, and also some of the plays become darker halfway through, like Henry V, we move into the Battle of Agincourt in the second half, or Romeo and Juliet, we move into the darker side, and that's when it would have got dark. If you were performing at the Globe or you're performing in the open air, it would have been daylight and you have, you know, a happy, you know, tragedy, and then after the interval, as it's becoming darker, the play becomes darker. So he used the idea of being in the open air to the best theatrical possibilities that he could, and all those things can be appreciated when you do that, and when you tour as an open air company in a group of players.